Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Okay, today's daf is Nun Zayin. Today's daf is Nun Zayin. In case you didn't hear that. All right, so let's go back to a couple of things that we mentioned yesterday. If we look back, one thing Yehuda Zaks brought up, I wish he was here.
Yeah. Dallas.
He's in Dallas. Is he on the Zoom? No. Is that him? I don't know. So the Gemara, really, we had said, Ein Boitrim Yisrael. And the reason was, Rashi said, in the top of Nunvav and Aleph, Mishim the Goyrim Tumahu, Rashi said, you Goyrim Tumah. Because the Yisrael that we're dealing with here is someone who's not Makbid in Tumah and Tara. And you're going to harvest with him, you're going to cause the by harvesting the grapes, you're going to give them to him, put them in his kelim, he's going to put them in his kelim, and you're causing tumma in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi said, even though we hold at this point that chul in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Yisrael tumma on chul in Eretz Yisrael, but look at Rashi in the top of Nunvav, Abad Yisrael, tvulim heim l'tumma. Rashi says, Yisrael, tvulim heim l'tumma, they're tevel, the usher, ligroin, tumma l'tumma, the chsiv, Mahani, Yinein Asati Lachen, Shacha, sorry, Es Mishmeres, Truma is Soy. You stay Truma is Hakos in the Dabir, and therefore you can't be, Rashi says you can't be Dabir for them because it's Messiah. Rashi here says this really unclear. It's Tvulam Hein the Truma. So really, based on the discussion we had yesterday in the Shir, we came out that there are really two ways to read this Rashi. Does Rashi mean that because it's tevel, because it belongs to a Jew, if it belongs to a guy, it's not tevel? So we're not worried about that. It's only chulin. Chulin Eretz Yisrael is not a problem. But here, because it's tevel, it can go in either one of two directions. We can say that therefore, since it will end up being, you're going to take off truma from this tevel, so through that, there's going to end up being truma tmeah. So right now you're being boitzer for a Jew who's not makbid on tumah. Right now it's tevel, but because truma's going to come out of it in the future, he's going to take off truma. So that's going to cause truma tmeah. It's going to cause tamei truma to come out, and that's what Rashi means. No, that's not what I'm saying. That's the other side. It's going to end up being separated and be truma, and at that point you will have truma tmeah. So in other words, at this point in time, there is no garam gram tuma. At this point, it's tevel. No truma, it's tevel. But what's going to come out of this is truma. And at that point, the truma is going to be tameh, and that's what you're calling, and there's an isra of mishnah.
And you're setting it up now.
You're setting it up now. It's a futures contract. The futures contract. That's one way of reading the Rashi. Now I personally, yeah, I'm not just right or wrong, but I didn't read Rashi like that. I thought Rashi meant that it's tevel now, and tevel, whatever level you want to say, has truma in it, or an aspect of it is truma, say it like that, and therefore even now you're being guarded with truma, because right now tevel has truma.
Well, so that in itself is a machlokes Rashi. Yeah, so that in itself is a machlokes Rashi in Taisus and Yevamos.
One second, Bebochtov, I have to get you a little loud. Again.
Okay.
One second.
Okay, but then that in itself is a machlokes Rashi and Taisus and Yevamos, whether or not the Yisr of Tevel is because it's posach be truma or not.
Very
can you hear me?
Very beautiful. Yeah, I'm not, no one can hear you. I don't know why, but I'm
but you're able to hear me? Are you able to hear me?
Use that. Very good. So I about that would say this. I don't even know why I asked. But this, again, is totally in Rashi and Taisus and Yevamos. Peivon. And let me just read over a shtickle from Birkas Avram, Avram Erlinger, that's out. And he brings up this point, and he also brings up what Yehuda Zaks point brought up. Because let's say we are worried about the fact that you're going to bring out Shuma from Teva later on. You're going to be Makrish Shuma later on, and that's the problem of Mishmarion. If that's the shot, then why is that for sure going to come about? Let him separate from a Tahar mixture on this one. That was Yehuda's question. Who says you're for sure going to produce truma from this mixture? He'll take a separate. He'll take a separate. Again, he's machbid on hafrashas truma, right? He's going to do hafrashas truma. So maybe later on he'll take from his tahar produce and be mafresh on this, and it'll be truma tahira mabaya. Why isn't that an eitzah? So he says like this that Birkasavrama, this stuff. He says, he says on them the Rambam, apparently the Rambam in Shumas, Parakei Halacha Zayin, he oisul chatchila litvim in atzara latome. We usually hold the point you can't be parish min aral or yopet, right? Because chelim miskochel and tabel yarmi met it, right? That whole gemara. He says you can't be mafresh from tahar on tome. Hashlis the pshat is it's like min bein enina. You can't be mafresh on a separate min. Tahar is like a separate min, maybe, perhaps. But he says that maybe you can go like the Rambam says that. But then he says the Birkas Avraham, the Chari Yishloim, and the Timash, the Tosav Rashi, the Yavam is Pevav, Matsuma Pevel is Kapif Yirish. Like the Asman, the Araisa says, the Isra Tevel mitzad chiyesh bei Truma. That's the Isra Tevel. The Isra Tevel is because you have Truma mixed in over there. And Ken Yehi Isra Latami Atevel mishuma Truma Shaboy. Loi mitzad chiyas is that Truma. He says, that may be the pshat in this Rashi. Then he says he doesn't like that pshat in the Rashi in Yevamos. He learns that it's not because truma's mixed in. It's a fair pshat to say that in Rashi, because truma's mixed in. And it's very hard to say that. He says it's an issue. It's a new issue, mashma shechil, hakroshes truma. But the point I'm bringing out from here, from Birkas Avraham, is that there's two understandings of this Rashi. One is later on, potentially the problem of truma, because later on he'll be separating truma, or perhaps right now in Rashi, Lishitotoy from Yevamos, Peivav, that even now the Truma is in the Tevel. Very interesting. Not so clear what Rashi holds over here. But Ayin Birkas Avraham, really, just build it out as clear as you can get. What were you saying, Jonathan? Because I completely ignored you. Okay, good. All right, so that's Shtickle number one. Now, we can't just go through this quickly. We just should mention quickly the halach of Nitzah Chibur. And the Gemara said, let's just review quickly what the Gemara said. The Gemara had said that the wine processing process, you have the vat is the whole thing. You have the grapes being crushed on an incline. The grape juice flows down the incline and goes into a gargusni. A gargusni is some kind of filter, a basket filter, where it holds back a lot of the refuse, the skins, the pits, and then he says the word there, the pith. I don't know what that is.
What is it?
Pith, P-I-T-H. That's the part you eat. Oh, the pith.
Take off the skin and get rid of the pith. What's left?
Oh, it's the pith.
The pulp.
All right, it's a pithy comment there. So that's where it comes from, right? So that's the gargusni. And the gargusni, the way it worked, at least in the Habamina, was that the grape juice in the gargusni is now going to stream down into the bar where it has a full din of yayin nectar. And there's a point in time where there's a connectivity between the bar, the wine in the bar, and what's in the gargusni, and that's a nitzik. And therefore, Rav Huna comes along and says, if you take now what was in the gargusni, which had been connected to the yayin in the bar through a nitzoy, and you pour it back into the gas, you're taking yayin nesef and pouring it back into the gas. And that's the din of nitzoy. Nitzoy made the wine. That was totally fine, because as long as it's in the gargusni, until it reaches the actual bar, doesn't that have a din of yayin nesef? And it becomes Yayin Nesef through the Nitzoik. That's the din of Nitzoik Chibur. And that comes, and then later on comes and is Bevato, or is the rest of the liquid in the gas. Now, a few solution with that, but let's go into the Pasha din of Nitzoik. This din of Nitzoik later on is in Bafayim Beis. And the Kesef Mishnah explains, really, she just started with the Kesef Mishnah. He says, that this din of nitzuk originated really from the halachas of tumah and tara, really. And then the Mishnah says over there, it's not a chibor. Rav Huna, I think it's Rav Huna on Daf Ayin Beis. Yes, Rav Huna. All this is Rav Huna. Rav Huna on Ayin Beis says that when it comes to the din of nitzuk by Yayin Esach, we say that nitzuk is a chibor, and therefore it's going to become also like we just finished saying by the case of Ner Gargusin. That's what Rav Huna says. And the Kesef Mishnah explains that really it's a hilchus of b'loy timer. There's no real reason, because what should make it that when you have a connection to the wine that's in the bar, we only know of a few things that can make something usher, really. Right? If you touch wine, or if a guy touches wine, he pours wine, becomes the ayin nesek. We know there's a halacha of tanki ikur, taruvis, fine. But just because something had a stream doesn't mean that they should both, it should take on the status of what's on the bottom. Why should that be? Right? What's in the bar is yayin nesek. What's not in the bar is not yayin nesek. So you have a stream connecting them, that makes it into the top yayin nesek. So the Kesef Mishnah says it's the chumrah of yayin nesek. That's the chumrah. Like we see, we have certain chumras that even if it's not considered wine, we said yesterday, in regards to meiser, marmalacha, right, it could still be considered wine for other things. For yayin nesek or machmir, the Gemara says, the chilip between the meiser and marmalacha, yayin nesek is more chumrah. So we're going to make it that even if it was connected to yayin nesek, it also takes on that status. That's the din of Magayan. I don't know if that's the same halacha. Magayan is because you might be Manasseh, but that's not this halacha.
So, that
what?
If you get a touch, and then as soon as you touch Yayin Nesah, right? Later on, touch Yayin Nesah, please.
You're afraid you're going to touch the Yayin because he's pouring it?
Yeah.
But Yisrael's pouring it. I don't know why that didn't matter. Okay. Right. Whatever. It's a chumrah. At least a chumrah by Ayin Nesek, at least.
Don't we have a concept elsewhere? And it's new that something open to the liquid.
Yes, but this didn't go into the liquid.
Maybe the novel point here is that once you have a liquid connected to liquid by the same liquid, The water here and water in between is all water and water mixes. And therefore, maybe it's being careful and that once you have water that's connected that way, you treat it as if it's all one thing. Very nice, beautiful, wonderful.
Jonathan, you just said word for word what the Ritva says and the Rush.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow. Now, it's still a chiddush because it's not mixed.
Yeah,
but that's the novelties, as Jonathan said. Beautiful, wonderful. I'm going to read to you a lashon of the Ritva and the lashon of, it's really the lashon of the Rush, and you said it basically word for word, so wonderful. But let's first hold the thought for a second. We'll go back to places. We'll go back to the places, and this will bring out the point. Places says, a machlekes, like we said yesterday, between the Rivan, Rashban, Rabbeinu Tam, all in the name of Rashi, against the Rivan. And that is, the question was, that the Gargusni, if you think about it, while it's being, even if, Mara asked the Kasha, it's a chibur in it, and if you bring back the Gargusni, you pour it back, there'll be a problem with the Ayinness. If place had a problem, we'll forget about that. At the time that the water, or the great juice, has a stream to the Gargusni and the Gargusni into the bar, A equals B, B equals C, A equals C. There's one happy family of connectivity going on over here.
One flow.
And therefore, why do you have to, if you ask the Kasha, if you hold Nitz of Kibor and you return the Gargusni back to the vat, that's going to make the rest of the wine usher. It became usher already because of the Nitz that already existed. It was a connectivity.
From the gas.
The Tosfos says one answer, and that's the Rivan. Rashban, Rabbeinu Tam, and Rashi. There's a thing called Nitzuk Bar Nitzuk. Right? Avram Ben Avram, Nitzuk Bar Nitzuk. So when you have two steps, that doesn't make enough of the connectivity. Then came along with the Rivam, and the Rivam says, no, Nitzuk Bar Nitzuk is considered a connection. Doesn't matter. One connection, two steps, three steps. It's all one connection, and it will be a problem. Except that the wine in the vat over here doesn't have a din of yayin. It's mayim. Which is interesting, because the Rivan doesn't differentiate whether he's going like Rav Huna or not, really. in the Mishnah before. It's very, very interesting. And that's how we teach the din of bracha, that he says it's mamish mayim ba'almam. What's he saying to Rivam? Rivam is saying, you're right, it is a chibur, but when it gets to the in the gargusni, it's not mayim ba'almam. But when it's in the gas, that's considered mayim ba'almam, and it can't have the halacha of the nitzav v'nitzav, which connects it to the wine of the bor. Can't give it the din of yayin nitzav, because it's not yayin.
What is the status of the gargusni itself? Is it wine?
That's it. It's not mayim ba'almam. That's what you see. It's not mayim ba'almam. That's interesting. Yeah, so Pashas will be totally in the Machlekes Magen Avraham and the Taz and Magen Avraham. But the question is if it's a comparison. That's what we spoke about. I just used the Lashon where he says Mayim Ba'alma. I'm just Mayim Ba'alma. I can't get a stronger Lashon than that. But so what is this Machlekes? So again, the Brivas Avraham, the Tzal says, spells it out, and he says it really is based off of what is the pshat in Nitzav Chibur. Granted, it's a chumra in Yayin Nesach, the Gemara says later on, it's not a din in Tumat Ha'aruv, it's a din in chumra of Yayin Nesach, but the stream connects it and makes it usher. The question is, what is that? What is the reason? So Zok to Jonathan, and the Ritva was Machavin to Jonathan. The Ritva, I'm down.
The Ritva.
I'm based. I'm based on the Ibrahim Asalam Rabhuna, Hanitzik.
Hold on a second, hold on. Hanitzik. What page? Hanitzik. What page number? I have that.
Hanitzik.
I have that file. Hanitzik.
Every time I say everybody. You have it above David.
Yeah, but just what page number? Page number, not the
other. Tough you down. It's very, very hard to hear. That's why I can't,
I got it. Okay.
Tough you down. Amravun. He says very quickly. He says pure shlami din maga. He says there's no din of tumentara when it comes to nitzah because it's not me din maga. It's not like it's touching. She ain't the gear of a double lock. When you have two things that are liquid, there's no din maga. That's not called touching. That's the sugya of that. Not correct. What's the reason why nitzah is a chibur when it comes to yayin nesach? Elmi din taruvis sha'oisa hanitza ki'ilu heim machabra mumaravam. Like Jonathan said, the din of nitzah makes it as if they are attached and mixed. It's a mixture. The din of taruvis tam ki ikar. The mission later on we'll see says that yain leisu yain nesach asu b'mashu makes an isur mashu. The din of nitzah says they're not mixed, right? Because what's in the bar stays in the bar. It doesn't travel up, right? As far as we know, scientifically, it doesn't travel up. And what's in the gargusni just goes straight down. Doesn't come back. Okay, that's the chiddush, the chumra behind nesach, that it's considered a chibur. But what does the chibur do? It makes it a taruvit. So, because Avraham, he says, that that's the pshat in the Rashi, the Vedatam, not like the Rivam. You're right. Maybe the din of the yai in the gas, the vat, the juice in the vat, the grape juice in the vat has a din of mayim ba'alma. But so what? You mixed it with wine. Wine goes into the mayim. It's a taruvis. Nitzah is a chibur. So if you would hold nitzah bar nitzah would be a chibur, we don't care that it's mayim ba'alma. It doesn't matter if it's mayim ba'alma. It still is mixed through the nitzah. It's mixed with yai nesan. That's the opinion. The opinions of Rivan, the Rambam, the Beit Tam, Hashem Rashi, that they hold that you have to come on to the chiluk of saying that nitzuk par nitzuk isn't a problem, because if it would be, we wouldn't care if it's mayim ba'alma. The halacha is that it's a taruvis. However, if you go with the Rivan, because Avraham, he says, Rivan holds that the din of nitzuk is not a din of taruvis. It's a new din. That when you have a nitzuk, the din of iser, yayin nesach, the iser on the wine of the bar, which is yayin nesach, is nimshach and is carried over through the connection of the nitzuk, carried over to what's in the gargusni, which in and of itself is not yayin nesach, but it gets that din of yayin nesach. It gets that din of yayin nesach because of the nitzuk. Zokt, the Birkas Avraham, that's only if it's wine, but let's say if it's mayim, you can't be an iser of yayin nesach on mayim, not wine. So therefore, Zok to Rivam, really, Nitzuk bar Nitzuk makes a connection. But it's not possible to say the halacha that through Nitzuk, The Isra of Yayin Nesef should go on what's in the Gash. Because what's in the Gash is Mayim Ba'alma. Mayim Ba'alma can't have an Isra of Yayin Nesef.
So the tumor conducted only to another conductor, not to a resistor.
Yes, yes. Has to have that status of being a conductor.
Susceptible.
Has to be susceptible to it. Yeah, yeah, great example. Would you have the din of Nitzah, for example? Great point. Let's say, would you have a din of Nitzah to Shivrei Kli Cheres? Let's say you all Tute Kliyeh. Tute Kliyeh can't be Makabel Tumah. You have a Nitzah to something that's Tameh. Of course you can't become Tameh, because Tute Kliyeh can't become Tameh. You can't take that Tumah and transfer it off. It could be mixed with something Tameh. That's fine. Tute Kliyeh could be mixed. But they can't become that Isser, has to be susceptible to it. And that's Machlaikas Akhtubikas Avram. That's Machlaikas between the Rivam and the other opinions. We'll see an Ayin Beis, really, Rabbi Yom Yisrael Shem, don't even say this. Ayin Beis. What?
The first year I had in Barakaway,
Yes, they did. Wow.
Maybe something stuck.
Stuck in there. Something. 1988. Wow. I was 2 years old. 1 year old.
Very cute.
Yeah, yeah. I was learning with the mouse still, and you were.
Yeah. So the Gemara goes away from the Tumor, and there's obviously a different reason to attach the Tumor, I guess. But, right?
Yeah, as Mark says, that at this point, you don't have a Raya, and it's a Keshibur.
Right.
That's the whole sugya in Ayin Beis. It must have a different reason. It's not nitzuk. It's actually gets immersed in the one. Yeah. Okay. Let's learn the daf. Okay. Ready? Here we go. All right. This sugya is very, very relevant in my sugya. What happens if a goy touches wine today? Mavi yayin. What's the halacha? Maybe we'll get to it today, maybe tomorrow. Big Tosfos over here, Mamshu Nagei Lachol Maisa Nagei. No pun intended. Let's start the Gemara. We are in Daf Nun Zayin. Excuse me, 6 lines from the top. Who of the Dahavi the Birum? There was a story. It was a story in Birum. The Who of the Chavim Dahavi Pasot. Everyone understand what I'm saying? Makes sense. Makes sense. Yeah. But Yitzchak, what I was saying made a little sense to you.
It's excellent. Excellent when we explain it.
I am the Birkas Avram.
Really yeah. Very good.
2 pieces very here. Good. Wonderful shtickles. Okay. Shtickles. So in the, here's the story. How the Uvda, the Havi Bibiran, there's a story in Biran. That who Havi Bibiran, there was this guy, the Havi Bibiran, the Dikla. There was a guy who was, he was climbing a tree, the Dekla, palm tree. Icy Lulubiyade, he came down, he saw a dairy lulub, he sold it for a lot of money, he brought the lulub down, and lo and behold, the Hadi Bikal Nachas, while he was descending, Noga Bereshu, the Lulivo, the Chamra, Shalabi Kabon, the end of the palm branch, the palm leaf, the head of it, went into wine. Which means, indirectly or directly, he moved around wine in a Jew's wine, of course, and he did it without intent. So, unintentionally mixed wine. So there's a few variables here, okay? There's a guy who's doing it, who's mixing wine, through something else. It's only his right. He's not touching it with his hand directly. It's being touched via something else, and he did it without intent. Without intent, wasn't he without intent? It means he didn't know that it was going to hit. He wasn't intending to touch the wine. It happened to touch the wine. All these things, of course, are important variables. We'll see. Shaye Rav was zvuni lagi pechav. Rav said it's mutter to sell to a non-Jew, because it's mutter to benefit from. Okay?
So you're allowed to sell it.
Sell the wine. You're allowed to sell the wine, because it's mutter b'hanon. It doesn't have the halach of yayin nesim. Or magi yayin, which we make it normally, aser b'hanon. And why is this? They asked, Rav Kahana Rav Asi said to, They asked him. Vahamahu the Omar, you said, Tinek ben Yoimoi, who I see I am, Asa? Tinek ben Yoimoi. A child, like we were just saying, 1 year old, 1 day old, a non-Jewish child, that is. He can make Yain Asa. He can make Yain Asa. Tamashi says here that, we see, that Alma Levi in Kavona, you see that for something to become Yain Nesa, you don't need to have Kavona. A child doesn't have Kavona. What is his Kavona is like not having Kavona. There's no Yain Nesa things. And yet, he said, the Mag of the Goy, just in of itself, the Mag of the Goy, you don't need Kavona for it. So therefore, it should be Osir. Not the Eraisa, no. It definitely will not be the Eraisa. Yeah, definitely not the Araisa. Now, the Gemara here, it doesn't differentiate. Right, so that's their kata. Well, let's just finish the lines here. Amalahu Sarab said to them, Eim Adamri Yano, when did I say this? That the Tinek Ben Yoimai becomes Yain Nesef is Bishtiya. That makes it also Bishtiya. You can't drink it. Bahano, Mi Amri, did I say that you can't have benefit from it? So you're right. Any touching of a non-Jew will make it also b'shtiya, but not b'hanoah. And therefore, in our case as well, the Jew can't drink the wine, but he can sell it and let him sell it because it's mutter b'hanoah. That's the sugya over here. Really, the daf today is almost repetition. The whole daf is just one, there's two repetitive with one small variant. So it should go a little quickly, but just to see the Tosfos here, Tosfos, Och Garcin Bereg Hasron, Mahad Lukanochas Noga Bereshit Du Leliva Bechamer Shlo Bekavon. There's a big difference between the two cases. Case of the palm frond coming down from the tree, what touched the wine? The lulav, not the goy. The case of the Tinek Ben Yoimeh, which makes Yain Esef, what touched the wine? The actual goy. The Gemara doesn't say a difference. That is a difference. It seems to have the same halacha. If you look at the Tosfos, it would be Gir Sazu Chashbina Maga Bechachav Ma'ir Davar Achad Kamoi Maga Avet Bechachav Begufoy Lefi Da Havelei Hocha Shloi Bechavon Or Shai Bahano. He says based on this Girsa, it's not different. No difference whether it's touched Shloi Bechavon when it's Ayidei Davar Achad or when it's not. That doesn't make a difference. It's just a question of Shloi Bechavon or not. That's the Gemara's. In other words, you could have said. And Mark could have said a very big difference. You're right. If Doi touches, even Shalai the Kavana, it's going to make it into Magi Yain. It's Magi Yain Nasef. But when it comes to touching, like they dover out there it's different. There it's Mutter. The Mark doesn't differentiate. And that's what places goes back and forth. And there's a gear, so not like that. Again, this can become very, very relevant. Let's say, your cleaning lady touches a wine bottle. Doesn't move it, just touches it. Magai de davar acher. Now, what I will say it's the kavanah. We'll see later on in Tosfos on the days.
Touching the wine itself.
No, the bottle. He's not touching the wine. He's not mixing the wine.
The bottle's.
That doesn't matter.
Even if it's sealed.
Even if it's not closed, that doesn't matter. It didn't move. The problem of Yai Nesach is picking up and pouring. Now we have the din of maga. Okay.
Not maga of the wine itself.
Not maga of the wine. Maga Yai, he's touching the wine itself.
Right.
But you're not touching the wine itself, you're touching the bottle. Now, what would you say? Well, it was touched, the kavana, she intended to touch it. We'll see Tosfos in Amud Beis, who says, and this seems to be, everyone agrees with this, that, like we've been saying, really, this is the first time Tosfos really mentioned it in the Sefer, that the non-Jews of today are not like the non-Jews of yesteryear.
Where do you see that touching the wine is the same as touching bottle of wine? All these cases where he touched the wine, the lulav, or the tina, touching the wine itself.
He's not touching the wine itself. The lulav is touching.
Stand up. Something is touching the wine itself.
It's the bottle.
The bottle.
That's the bottle.
You're saying it's the same thing.
The bottle is the lulav. The bottle is
David. Yeah, the bottle is the lulav. What are you saying? There's a lulav? I don't know. Right. There's a lulav.
Well, your question.
The bottle is the lulav. Yeah, the bottle. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't see a difference in that aspect. Again, now this is not halacha lemaisa.
Same question.
Bringing out a point, but not halacha lemaisa.
And a guy's work in a, I did this wine cutting, privately, not catching the wine. He uses a
Very good. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what we do with Hashlachas and.
Not in
California. Inside. What do you mean? He's going to be talking about the Herzog.
Yeah, Herzog.
I know, they go, yeah. Herzog Ken, yeah. But I'm very curious how they do it and they want it to be. Maybe I'm sure they have to go and working at it. I'm saying it's fine. I'm sure they have to go and working on it. I'm sure this is a problem. That's also true. Like I was saying, also when we got back to Rav Huna Vayim and Bimah, when does it have a status of wine? And that's also very relevant. I don't know. But again, just bringing out the point, I don't know if it's, again, maybe it could be Machal, but to me it seems like the bottle is the lulav. The bottle is the lulav. So Tosha says it on the base that the goyim of today are not like goyim of previous years. The goyim of today are Nishan Zayfrin.
I'll take a goyim.
Like the Meiri. Yeah, very good. Yeah, like we said from the Meiri. The Nishan Zayfrin, they don't know B'tiv of Eidesh Mechav. So it's not Tosha, when they will read on the base, we'll get there maybe before the end of today. Tosha says that the goyim of today don't know B'tiv of Eidesh Mechav, so it's like a Tinik Ben Yoyim. They're not so.
When you see
a problem. What? But if you learn, not like the gears of this Gemara, that Maga Yidei Dover Acher is different, that's where the Nachmanina is. If you learn it's the same thing, like the gears of the Gemara over here, then 100%. The Maga Yidei Dover Acher, not Yidei Dover Acher, Shalei Kavona, also B'Shtia Motar Ba'anon. 100%. The place is going to bring a gear so that there is no lulav over here touching the wine. He actually touched the wine. And then the Gemara is asking, it was Shalei B'Kavona. And for the Gemara, Shalei B'Kavona would only ask her if it's Shia. But let's say you introduce a new variable of it Naga Yidei Dover Acher to another thing. Let's say you bring that part into the equation. Over there, another step. Over there might even be Mutter, Afilu B'Shia. This, by the way, is the
stock
of the Rambam.
Shalai
b'kavona. But again, today's b'kavona is shalai b'kavona. That's the place it says because they don't know anything. Look, your cleaning lady, she's proficient in the zaros. They're not whatever. That's why it's so relevant. And that's how the Rambam learns. The Rambam says, "Well, the Rambam doesn't say." I'm sorry, the Rambam. Hold that thought. I have to see exactly how he says it, but I'm just bringing out, you could say, based on his Gemara, seems to say that the Ayidei Dover Acher is not a factor, but according to other Gersois, it is. And it might be more of another reason to be Mekel. So let's say you have, you know, give me the name of an expensive wine. Give me a Shiloh. Good bottle of Cave. Good bottle of Cave. You know, big ones. They can't move. They're very heavy. But let's say she touches it. Let's say she touches that bottle of wine. And you weren't watching it, and somehow you know she didn't move it. I guess that has to be. What?
You're speaking with the bowels closed.
That part wouldn't matter. Doesn't matter. So that part doesn't matter. Sealed is different. That's a synonym. That's already like a synonym. You know if it's opened or not. That there's no shash of lisach over there. What? Yeah.
The cork is back in, but it's not sealed. Not
sealed. It's not sealed. Yeah. Yeah, it could be that.
Close is fine. Otherwise, we'd have no non-Kosher wine. Sealed, transfer.
Yeah. That. I'm saying that where there would be an issue potentially, the open bottle. Would it have that halacha of maga, not to be confused with
the red cat.
The
red cat.
Maga. Okay, good job.
The red cat to the red
cat. All right. All right, so maybe we'll see that lesson of places. Maybe we'll get to the Sefer. Let's start the Gemara over here. All right, good. All right, fine. Gufo. Amarat. Tinit bin yoyma eisi yain nesat. He said before the tinit bin yoyma, he can make yain nesat. Eisi of shimi barchil rab. Halakeach avodim and avodim chavim. All right, let's hold cup here. If someone buys avodim from avodim chavim, avodim kananim, they have sort of an in between status. Shemalu v'loy tavlu. They have a din of Eved Kanani, that did they did Milah and they didn't do Tefillah. So they're not full-fledged Jews. Once they do Tefillah, they become Yisraelim. Here they didn't do that. So they have this quasi-Jewish status, but they also grew up in the shtub, the shtub of a goy. So they're very familiar with the Avodah Zarah. They're the chinuch is Avodah Zarah chinuch. So they have this quasi-Jewish status, but they're, right now they're mainly out there on Avodah Zarah track. They're on the Avodah Zarah track. No, because if you did meal, the point is, the goy. They did meal. Or Jew did the meal, Maisa meal.
They
did the Maisa meal.
Okay, why a goy, not a goy, and
yeah.
Now he mounted him and he was gemal from your father.
After he bought them. Yeah. The shame of the Kanani. For something to become an Eved Kanani, there has to be a Milo. So after he bought it. Okay, yeah. So they did Milo without you. Fine.
The shame gave us, though, right?
Yeah, well, the shame gave us. The shame of the Kanani, which is a quasi gave us. What?
The five
at that point, the five like an Isha, yeah.
But it wasn't Toivo.
He wasn't Toivo. Once he's Toivo, he's a full fledged Jew. He goes free.
Yeah.
That's when it becomes an Ivri Gomer. That's how you can free him, I should say. That's how you can free him.
No, he comes
Alright, I don't know. I don't remember the exact Gomer. What happens with Baruch David with the Seder of Ivri Kanani? What do? You do Mila, it becomes an Ivri Kanani.
Well, wait. How did he become an Eved Kanani? You bought him, or he was born in your house? If he was born in your house, he doesn't need tefillah. That's what Rashi is saying.
Right.
If he was not born, then you just bought him on the street. He needs both milah and tefillah.
For it to become a full-fledged Eved Kanani.
Exactly. Then the question becomes, after you free him, he needs
Tefillah.
I made a mistake.
Rashi says,
So Rashi needs Ger, means to have the full Eved Kanani status. Yeah, Eved Kanani. I said it wrong. Yeah.
He's still a goy at this point.
He's still a goy. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Again, I don't know if it's fully a goy. He's not an Eved Kanani. I don't know how. I don't know. That's the sugya in your vomit there. Yeah. Everyone got get it? Oh, who says he was serving the Shevet Mitzvah? This was the shelf in the market. What?
You certainly believe in the shelf.
That's probably in the Gemara before.
Why on that?
Gemara says they're not mechuyev. Gemara Shalom was mevat, was beviter. What does it mean?
You buy it.
He gets oynish, but not a. Yeah, whatever. Okay, so we have the case still, just for this case over here. We have it clear? I'm talking to myself. I have it clear. So he did Milo, not a full-fledged Eved Kanani, and you bought him like this, but the key here is that he grew up in the house of an Eved Kachavim, so his that's how he runs his life, is based on Avodah Zarah. And then we have a similar, but not so similar case. V'chein b'nei shvachas, shemolu v'loy tavlu. These are your own b'nei shvachas, Rashi says. The key here is that these Eved Kananis, little Eved Kananis, that did Milo without Tvila, so they're not full Eved Kananis, right? But they grew up in your house. They grew up in your house, and therefore, if they grew up in your house, the chinuch is what type of chinuch? Deza, Nassim, well, in the house of Nassim, even the little Goyim in your house are learning Torah.
The special track of heaven spent, what did the mother have tefillah?
She says, Rashi says, imay mitzvah kamayu.
No, that means that she didn't
pay the tefillah. The imay in hulam aluhu tefillah.
Oh.
If the avodim are born from a mother that's a shifcha gemura, shifcha kananus gemura, then the children are avodim kananim gemura. They don't need to be. What?
They don't need to.
They don't need to. But that's not what happened here.
It doesn't matter with the father.
Doesn't matter with the father. Doesn't matter. No, because it goes after the mom. He shall be lodel tia lado now.
Yeah, but that's one that's not bad.
Yeah, I would assume so. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what you. Yeah. Okay, good. But again, the key here, point here, is the chiluk. Really, at this point, is the chiluk of what the das of the child is. Is it David Zara or is it not? Of what he is going to slow down the court. Right, the midrash and reshuk tummy. So the halacha is they have halachas of goyim, and therefore their spittle and their midrash. In a shuk, which is a rishus harabim, which means even, not even a suffik, right, because suffik tum rishus harabim is tahar, it's tamei vaday, they have a halacha, full-fledged halacha of goyim. The army law of goyim is halacha. Goyim, the rabbanon has an esro tumah, there's zavim, kizavim of all the grain. So they still retain that status. The army law, some say, tahar. They're tahar, and they have the halacha of the yisrael when it comes to these things, at least in regard to I'm sorry. What about the yayin? Soilin, right? That's what I'm interested in. It depends. If they're good doilin, they make yayin nesach. And if they're tanin, they don't make yayin nesach. What is the difference between doilin and tanin in this regard?
They don't get bar mitzvah. This is a kid, otherwise.
No, there's nothing to do with bar mitzvah.
Right, my point is that
he's a quasi.
I don't know if he is a quasi.
He's a semi.
Is he
a semi? I mean, I don't know what he is, but we split up the D, the multi, the semi.
Yes.
I don't know how he identifies, it's not fair.
It's Mocha.
Mocha. That's what I'm saying. I think it does. It's totally. Nila does something. Even that's a sugi in your body. It's a chati game. You have to see that. That's an incomic domain. But that's I don't know. But I think from the Gemara Snare, it does do something. So what does it mean to Gogu? He's yodeh b'tiv avitz kachav mishamshel. He's well versed in, like we said before, as we said this before. Tanim Ainim Yadim Tivos Khamashamsha. Cotton means he could be the oldest person. He's still living in his mom's basement and he hasn't progressed in his Zagatabim knowledge, then that's also considered a cut. In other words, he's not so religious. So Ktani Mihas, that's the bros. Ktani Mihas. Gedoilim in Ktanim Loy. You learn that if he's a gadol, then why he makes yayin nesef? If he's a chotan, he doesn't make yayin nesef. Kachan rav, he makes yoymoy, make yayin nesef. That's the Gemara's question. Hargama, they answered abnei hashvachis. No, that which it said that a chotan, Targama abnei hashvachis. That's going on the bnei hashvachis, meaning. That which we said over here, that the doylim are ois and yayin nesach, and the katanim ain't ois and yayin nesach, is going on the shvachos. So by b'nei shvachos, which are mavud loytavlu, the children, what are the kindalach, b'nei shvachos? They're growing up in your house. The kindalach are religious Jews. I mean, they don't know avodas tefavim. So there, the katanim don't make yayin nesach. Doylim do, because the doylim, when they get older and they become more aware and knowledgeable, they'll have the knowledge of Yahweh, so make Yahweh Nesef. But this chiluk only applies when it's b'nei hashvachos that grew up in your house. Rav was talking about a regular guy off the street that grows up in the house of his chum, then he can make Yahweh Nesef.
Even when he's a
chum. Frankly, tomorrow, have a chen kalamar. The Brisa says, equates the two things, doesn't differentiate between b'nei hashvachos and avodas tefachim. I won't understand the difference. It's based off the chinuch of the child. Mara says, no, that's only regards to the same halach of tumah. Regarding the halach of tumah, we don't care about what kind of knowledge this child has, whether he's proficient in the Zohar or he's not, that doesn't matter. Is he a Yid or is he a Goy? He's a Goy. His right to be drosh in his tummy, that doesn't matter whether it's Neshlachas or not. But when it comes to the halacha of Yad HaNesef, then of course there is a difference. And he said there were two opinions here as far as what happened to the Reichen and the Midras of this child. According to the Man Yomar, who says that it's Tomei, we can understand that the Bryce is saying that if you buy an Eved from a Goy, right, so he grew up as a Goy, Reichen and Midras in his Tomei, and then we could say, the Chayin, and so too, the children that grow up from your own Shivcha, even though grew up in your house, it will still have the same halacha of tumah. Still, even in that kind of tumah, that we could say elaman the amar tor ma'ikul amemar. But if you're going to say that the halacha in both cases is that reikun and midrasan is tahar, why do you need to say the chayim b'nei ashvachus? If the guy that grew up in the guy's household has a halacha of tahar, reikun and midrasan is tahar, of course the ashvachus are going to be tahar. So you don't need to tell me. If the chayin is going on yayin nesas, then the chiddush, fine. But if you say it's limited to the halacha and tum and tara, it's a kavah chayin. So you don't need to say the chayin. So how could you learn that way? That's the Gemara's question. Hakamashal in the West says, no, really, it's going back in tum and tara. What's the chayin? The chayin is equating the two things to tell us this. Hakamashal avodim dumi de neshlachas. But not to compare avod de neshlach. Not neshlachas malav loy tovu. Who the ois and yayin nesef, just like by neshvachis, where they did mila and they didn't do tefillah, that's when they make yayin nesef, malu betavuloi, but we will say that they don't have the din of a goy if they did tefillah, at avodim kain, so too by avodim, they won't have the din of a goy once they did mila and tefillah. And that, the Gemara, is afukim et Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. That's not like Rav Nachman says the name of Shmuel, but Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Halakeach avodim went to Gochavim. Apo pi shemolu v'tovlu. Oysen yayin nesech. If you buy an Eved from a Goy where he has the chinuch of Avodah Zarah, he could have Nila and Tzvila and become a full Eved Kanani and have Halacha five mitzvahs Keisha. He's still going to have the din of a Goy until Anshet Tishkav and Sechav Nipiyam. Until you remove their Avodah Zarahness from them completely. So therefore you would have thought, or they, whatever, they remove it. Over time, they forget, we'll see, it's a 12-month time period. They end up losing that knowledge and they become Yidden in that aspect, Yisraelim in that aspect. So you would have said, so the first part of the Brisa says that once it's Malu B'Tavlu, we're making comparison in this regard, that Malu B'Tavlu, no matter whether it's Meshvachas or it's even under the Kachavim, whether that's 400 Kachavim, you do me one fewer. There's no yayin nesef. Not like Rav Nachman who said in the name of Shmuel, who says that it will be yayin nesef. Mashmon deloy. Yes, it's all based on what they believe.
That's true. The Yisrael Mubar, pours wine, the shame of Avodah Zarah, why did that not become yayin nesef? The difference between that and the Eved Kanani, who's the same thing.
Well, isn't it a shaila if a Mubar makes yayin nesef? Yeah, it's different. Again, it's not a, it's still different, right? Here it's an Eved Kanani. It's an Eved Kanani that did Mila and Tefillah. It's not really. It's Chai Mitzvahs Keisha. Tesis says there's no Kedushas Yisrael. Tesis we said in Tesis Baba Basra holds there's no Kedushas Yisrael to Eved Kanani.
Yeah,
he says regarding halachas over there.
Yeah, that's very difficult. Avodah make a bracha shekachana b'mitzvah.
Yes,
I'm saying, but I'm just bringing out a point that he's not a full Chaz Yisrael like Yisrael Mubar.
No.
That's what I think. You agree with that,
right?
Okay.
He's not allowed to keep
but he's still not a Yisrael Mummer. That's what I'm saying. He's still not a Yisrael Mummer. He's
Yisrael.
Okay. I don't think he's a Yisrael, but not 100%. You see, not like that. You see, look, you don't see. There's an Yisrael, well, yeah, Kaddish, not allowed to marry him. You know? He's not allowed to marry Yisraelis. Or a Jew. She can't marry a Jew. I'm Yisrael. Well, there are differences. We can discriminate. We can discriminate. You can discriminate, John. You can. Gufa. Okay, we're going to have the same, almost the same exact shock of Italia, just the opposite. So it's going to come out with the same steps of the Gemara, but with a different opposite conclusion. So depends where you start from. Let's say like that. What? Yeah.
Hold on to your manga hat.
Gufa, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Halakeach avodim and abikachovim, apapi shemolu, vatavlu, oisin yayin nesel. Ad shetishka avodis kachovim mitpiyam. Like we just said, it could have Nila and Tvila, but because the knowledge, the chinuch of Avodah Zarah, has to be removed for them to have the halacha of Yisrael regarding Yayin Nesek. Kama, how much time? I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, I'm Shema Asr Chodesh. It's a 12 month, like we say, like the Gemara says, it's talking, 12 months is forgetting, that's the forgetting time, that's Avodah. Yeah, because Mara says over there, the Baruch Shalom gave us a matana of Shukla. Imagine if we wouldn't forget things. Eishvei Rabbi Rav Nachman. Okay, now we're going to bring the same Brisa, just the opposite. The same Chakavitai, just the opposite. Eishvei Rabbi Rav Nachman. Keach Avodim and Abdikachom. Someone buys, like we said, Evan from Abdikachom, Shemolo, Etavlu, Lechem and Eishvachem, Shemolo, Etavlu, Reikun and Medrasin, the Shuk. It's Tame, the Amri or Tohar, some say it's Tohar. Yelim, Gedoilim, Oysen Yai Nesa, Tanim, Enoysen Yai Nesa, Elohim, Gedoilim, Elohim, Tanim, Gedoilim, Sheyodim, Betivog, and Stachovim, Misham Sheha, Tanim, Shein Yodim, Betivog, and Stachovim, Misham Sheha. Same quote. Now here's where we're starting from a different angle. Tani Mihas, we learned, right, the Gears of the Gemara before was, right, the Gemara had said, The original thing was Ketoni Neas Doilamin Ketanim Law. Now we're coming from a different star report. The Brisa says that these dinim only apply when it's Molu Loitavlu. In Molu Loitavlu in Molu Loitavlu Loi. Yet what does it say? If they do Mila and Tvila, then the halacha is that it's not Yayin Esav. This is a Kashan Rav Nachman in the name of Muel who says, that you can do meal and tvila from here till tomorrow, but if they still have in das of Avodas Kachavim, 12 months have not yet passed, they make Yayin Esav. This Bryce is Magur, but that doesn't matter. As long as you get the tvila, meal and the tvila, there's no Yayin Esav. The Kasha not in the name of Shmuel. Ever the Gemara, no. That difference between meal and tvila, Targumav Neashmachim. That difference only applies to Neashmachim. When it comes to the Eidim, you buy the servant, the slave from a boy. In that case, it won't make a difference whether they do Milo or Tvila. Even if they do Milo or Tvila. Regarding Yayin Nesef, they will still be Yayin Nesef, as I'm not concerned in the Mishnah. Okay? Zot Vigimara, Reg Vigimara. Havachain Katani. But we said, Vachain. They're equal. All men were created equal. The Bnei Shvachas and the Vachain. Vachain Katani. So how can you say that it's different? It's going back in Tumen Tahara. Meaning, this halacha, that Milu Tvila, for example, Milu Tvila will be the same, the chiluk, that is, the chiluk, the difference between whether it was Milu Tvila or not, makes it that chiluk, whether it makes a difference, will be in regards to Tumah. In other words, if the guy that's bought from the non-Jew does Milu and Tvila, then there won't be Tumah, and the same thing would be true by Bnei Shvachas. And if there's Mila without Tvila, then there will be Tumah, and the same thing would be true by Bnei Shvachas. So in that sense, they're equal. But the Yayin Nesef, like we just finished saying, they're not. So the Chain is going on Tumah. Tani, I write him in the Torah. And Yichalaman Yomer Tamei, I can understand that this Mishnah is saying, in regards to Tumah, that the equation that the Bryce is saying, but if we go like the Mandiyama who says Tahar, what are you gonna say? Because if you're gonna say that if they do Milan Tfilo, right? If they do Milan Tfilo, the guy that's born from Goyim does Milan Tfilo, the halacha is it's Tahar, have a chaimer to Bnei Ashlachas that do Mila and Tfilo, it's gonna be Tahar. So again, it's the same question, just the opposite of what the Gemara said before. So in other words, that can't make sense if the Chain
is only going until the Tara, like the opinion that holds that they're Tara. Mara says, no, really, like we said, it's only going until the Tara. How come I shall not go to do the Bnei Shvach is? Ma Bnei Shvach is the Doilim who the Oysen Yayin Nesach, Tanim Ein Oysen Yayin Nesach. You know, it's Vachain, sorry, it's equating in this regard. Here, listen. Avod Bnei Shvach, Ma Bnei Shvach is Doilim who the Oysen Yayin Nesach, Tanim Ein Oysen Yayin Nesach. Just like by Bnei Shvach is, there's a difference between the Doilim and Tanim. Ach Avodim, Ma Bnei Doilim Oysen Yayin Nesach, Tanim Ein Oysen Yayin Nesach. And that's why Fugim the Rab, Domarab, Kinek Ben Yoimoy, Oisinyay Nessa, Hamashin Londoloy. So if you go with this angle over here, it comes out that we're not going like Rab, and we come out that the Mago of a Goy, that's Kinek Ben Yoimoy, is not going to make Ayin Nessa. Now, what does it mean it's not going to make Yayin Nessa? Even Rab, the Gemara said before, even Rab, the hell that a Kinek Ben Yoimoy makes Yayin Nessa, he said it's only in regards to the Isra Shtiv. At this point, Isra, no, there isn't. So if you're going to come out, not like Rav, based on this Maskana, what's going to come out if you have a Mago Shaloi B'Kakona? Even again, even if it's not, even if it's directly. The Mago Shaloi B'Kakona, it's going to be Mutter Bish, based on this Gemara. Right? And that's the place this goes with over here. Maybe we'll go quickly look at the places and see the places. He says, we're at the time. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Asher Chazil, how does he tell you? Where's he bring? Who are they? Tanim? He says,
I'm Pierce Rashfam. The whole bunch of things. She calls the Betshuvas Hagoyim Kimizvan Hazeh Ein Isur Hano.
Yeah. Oy Pishur Hashem Hashem Rashi. She calls the Kimizvan Hazeh Ein Isur Hano of Magal Tochavim.
And then two lines later.
Before that, Upastu Hilchas Gedolos. Four lines down in that place. Lafuke Yidra Maska Lafuke. Upastu Hilchas Gedolos Bleik Parav Batinik Ben Yomim. Based on this Gemara, the Maskanos. Hagemara, the Bahav, the Alavichas Gedolos, Haskins like, well, not like Rav. Meaning what? What's going to come out? Tinik Ben Yoimai Magda Shalei B'Kavona. Again, Tinik Ben Yoimai is the same thing as a Magda Shalei B'Kavona. It's going to have the Halav, not like Rav. It's going to be Mutar, Tinik B'Shtiyah, Rav, Rabbeinu Tanano, now he passes like Shmuel. He says also, he passes like Shmuel, can refer to Shmuel Ben Levi, because, again, the Cheshbon, it's one math equation. If you pass in, like, Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel, who holds that has to have Shikua, then the way the whole Brice that comes out is that you pass in like Shmuel, not like Rav, and that you don't hold the problem of a Tinik Ben Yoimim. That's the whole Cheshbon. So in other words, if you pass in like that over there, it's going to come out a different Maskana, like we just said. It's the same Cheshbon, just completely the opposite. Now, if you pass in like a Shmuel Ben Levi also, that that's how long it takes to forget. That means you're going like Nachman and name of Shmuel, who holds that it has to be Achatishka. If you hold like Shmuel, then the whole price over here is going to come out not like Rav of Tinik Ben Yoimim. So that's what place the same. The Bahag Paskin is not like Rav, and the Rabbeinu Hanano Paskin is like Shmuel, the Be'in and Shikua, like Rabbi Shmuel Ben Levi. If you go like Rabbi Shmuel Ben Levi, it means you're going to come along Maskon and not like Rav, and that's the Bahag. And that's what's going to come out, that a Magal Shalei Kavona is Mutar Afilu B'Shtiyah. And then comes along, everyone with me? Everyone get that? That's how it says. He says, but the Rabbeinu Tam, where is it?
B'Chazer
Rabbeinu Tam.
It's a few lines down. So Ben Yishan, the Ovik Chomus Man has said, "Einam Chashuv Melekim Tinik Ben Yoimai."
Yeah, but if you look,
if you look also,
the Rebbeinu Tam, Chomus Ben Yishan, a Talmud Chukasav Nival like he says. Let's go a little bit before that. He says that's the Rebbeinu Tam's answer. He says. That's the, he brings a story. Valdel and Samson, He says, I mean, this whole place is going to be the whole place. I'm just trying to. Adover, look at this. Adover says, "Shalach Levi Rabbein Tam." Alchazi Divinochem Yavuchem Yachuk Mishri Magad Mitzvah Bein LaAlma Afilu B'Shtiya the Achich Rav Shmuel Pasuk B'Shem Avinu Avicha Rabbeinu Shleim the David Chacham Bezman the Ein Chasub and Ela Katinik Ben Yoimoy but at the place of Katinik Ben Yoimoy because Shmuel the Israel the Ein Oisiyin Nesach Less Afilu B'Shtiya based on this Cheshvan of the Gemara like we just said. If you don't know go like Rav, you pass like Shmuel, then a Magor Shleib Kavon is Mutar Chilu B'Shtia. Today, this is what we were saying before, today, which the Goyim are like a Magor Shleib Kavon because they don't have any knowledge, like Tinik Ben Yaimas. You know, they're not Mishtas Leitzvin. They don't know so much about Avodah Zarah. So today's Goyim, if they touch wine, they're like a Tinik Ben Yaimai, it's Mutar Chilu B'Shtia. That's what he said. The Yishav Le Rabbein Tan, Rabbein Tan comes back to the re here, But what he's saying over here is that the Rabbeinu Tam says, it's totally, you pass like Rabbi, pass like Shmuel. You're right, you pass like Rabbi Yisuri, but not when there's a very Shemaskana, not like that. Sometimes there are exclusions to the rule, right? And that's what he says over here. That's what's very, very, very relevant. And he's going to say later on, the Rabbeinu Tam really held like Rav, and really it should be Asa B'Shtia. But he said it was hard for him to answer it because Mutav Shiyu Shoyig and Vayu Mezid, and that was the minimum. That's what people did. And again, very, very relevant as man is there. So maybe we'll go through the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. How we come out by a Mago Vagoy today. Yes. Again, maybe there's also another factor that if there's the Davar Acher, the Goy, the cleaning lady of today, touches a wine bottle.
Right, but there's another factor. It's a device of Yisrael. It's in your house. If it's in your house, it makes a big difference. In other words, that one which was saying that it's Yayin Nesed, is if it's just generally, but if it's an abayis of the Yisrael, so there's another variable, which is that we're not choshesh that she was Manasseh.
I mean, we say that by the Rabbeinu Avram, by Bishul Akum. He says it by Yai Nesach also?
Yeah, you look all the way at the end of the choshesh. They talk about like piece of Mishmanam. We have to go through the Ramah. So Kuf Chof Dalad, we'll go through the Ramah.
We're in that place too, sorry.
All the way at the end. It's less of a shtia. So Ata Shabbat Alisach Shem Yaidim, I'm going to find for you about the Bais of Yisrael. It's here someplace. I have to find it.
Yeah, but he's saying, he's saying that there's also a heter. I'm trying to say it's mutar afil b'shtia because it's al day davar after, and he's saying that there's also a heter that we find by Beis Hashem Yisrael.
Even originally.
No, I'm saying, let's say a guy touches your bottle of wine. It's magal yidid davar after. Today's guy in our shleib kavana, and it would be totally and really in this. And this, you see, you're sure that everyone can go to Shabbos, by the way. I'm not you're sure that there's a hetman like the Rabbeinu Avraham by.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.